Hey, going down the road to a piece of property here, and I wanted to go ahead and get this video done. It might be a little bumpy. I'm driving down the road in a truck. I'll tell you where I'm going with this video and probably a few more along with it as part of a little series. I got to thinking about some land deals that I've personally gotten done or gotten started. They're under contract now over the last several months. This is about the middle of May. And over the last, less than 5 months, I've gotten, I think it's 10 or 11 different deals that are either under contract now, or we've already closed on them. One of them we've already closed on and then sold it. So, I got to thinking, less than 5 months, I've got 11 deals going personally. And this is not what I do primarily. I run Recland Realty. I'm a land broker. I've got agents in six states, and that's the heart of my business. But as part of that, I also buy and sell tracts, and I've got partners who participate with me, and we buy and sell property. So the buying and selling personally is a small part of what I do. Running Recland is the biggest thing, and this is just a little small piece of that, but it all fits together sometimes hand in hand. Anyway, I got to thinking about these number of deals I've got going, and I think, there could be some useful information for people, so I wanted to talk to you about it. Number one, these deals are not, get-rich-quick kind of things. These tracts range everywhere from, I thought about it a while ago, I think 20 acres was the smallest, and 80 acres was the largest, everything in between. So there's no get-rich-quick scheme in this. There's no, make $1 million on your first real estate transaction kind of late-night infomercial stuff going on here. This is just day-in, day-out, meat and potatoes kind of land deals. This is what I enjoy doing. This is really what it's all about in terms of this business. You do deals, you make a little money. You do deals, make a little money. Sometimes you make more than others. Sometimes you break even, don't make anything. We try to avoid the deals where we lose money. So for the most part, we typically make a little money, but not a lot. It takes a lot of deals, a lot of action to do well. And that's what we try to do. So I'm not out trying to hit home runs every day. I'm trying to just do deal after deal, head down, eyes forward, and take care of each deal as it comes, and just let it all add up as we go. So anyway, these 10 or 11 deals I've got going, there's some things to learn in it. I'm gonna tell you my thoughts on it. It's not gonna be slicked up, edited kind of presentation. Just my thoughts on what I do to make these deals happen. And you take from it what can be useful to you. So the very first thing that you gotta get started with is you gotta have a source for land deals. Well, Pat, hey, that's easy for you. You're running Recland Realty, one of the, it's a large regional land brokerage. Oh, you got plenty of sources for land deals. No, not at all. I've done these 10 or 11 deals in the last 5 months because I started looking for land deals. I started putting more time and effort and focus on doing that. Months and months and months prior to that, I hadn't done near the number of deals that I've done lately. And I'll tell you why. I did a large deal, and it took some teamwork, and as an investment group, as a really big deal. I did that one prior to these 10 or 11 deals, but I wasn't doing near the land deals that I'm doing now. So just being in the industry, in the business, is not a surefire way that you're going to just have land deals fall in your lap. It just doesn't happen that way. You've got to aggressively look for them. So the way you would do it is, man, you've got to just start turning over stones where you are. I don't know what part of the country that you're in when you're listening to this, but you just got to start looking in your world to see what's for sale and start investigating that. Google.com, land for sale, and put your county, your parish, your state, wherever it is you're looking, give it some geographical search reference and hit enter, see what pops up. Start looking. Lands of America, Land Flip, Land Watch, those are great sites. Those are wide-based subscriber sites that you're going to be able to get information off of. Those are tracts that are on the market that are for sale. And then, of course, companies like Recland, wherever you are, what state or region you're in, just search out some of the better top land brokerages and look at what they've got. Start looking for land in the world where land is sold primarily, where that is the primary focus of it. Look in that niche for land information. You can also search those residential sites as well, because they're going to have tracts for sale. They're going to have stuff available. But start getting a bigger, broader view and vision of what's for sale in your area by looking on the websites that focus on rural land. Anyway, just start looking, seeing what's available. See what stuff is selling for. See what people are asking for things. You know, just start looking. Turning over stones is my way of saying it. It's a good rule of thumb for just about everything in life. You get what you give. You reap what you sow. You can only harvest after you've planted, you know? So you got to turn over stones. You got to kick over rocks to find something. That's how life has worked for me. I believe that's the way God created the universe, is that there is an action and a reaction, a giving and a getting. So you put the work and effort and energy in looking, and I think you're going to find some things, and it's going to lead you to something else, something else, something else. But you got to do the work. It's not going to fall in your lap. I promise you. I'm a real estate broker. My company's in 6 states, almost 40 agents, over 100 listings, and they're rotating in and out all the time, and deals do not fall in my lap, and I'm in the place they ought to just fall in my lap. So if you don't look, you don't hustle, you don't investigate, you're not going to find anything. So that's the primary thing. Start looking for stuff. I'm not going to get into a lot of detail about what to look for precisely here and there, because you know that. You know the price range that you're in. You know the amount of money that you've got. You know the borrowing ability and borrowing power you have. So for me to go tell you to look, you know, for 5,000 acre West Texas ranch, that doesn't make any sense if you've only got, you know, $12,000 in the bank and you've got the ability to borrow $80,000, $90,000, $100,000. Go looking at that West Texas ranch is not a good use of your time. So you know where you need to look. You know at what types of tracks you need to look in terms of price points to begin to kind of focus in on what it is you want to do. You also got to have some kind of interest in this. This is not something, in my opinion, you can just go, hey, I think I'll just start trying to buy land and selling it. No, I think there's got to be something in you that wants to do that, you know? It's got to be something that you're interested in, passionate about. There's got to be something in your life that's already got you looking, thinking, feeling that in general. The reason it applies to me is because, I run rec land. Hunting land, timberland farms, that's all we do. This is my world that I live in. I do 2 or 3 things in life, and one of them is a land business. So, and the other thing is hunting. So all of that kind of fits hand in glove. It's not very hard to get me interested in this. So anyway, make sure you got a general interest that's more than just that sounds like a good idea kind of thing. It's got to be a little deeper. It's got to drive you just a little bit. Otherwise, you're going to give up when things get hard and tough, and they always do. And it's the passion, it's the drive that gets you through the hard and tough times. So anyway, those are general principles just to get started. Once you have a general idea of what you're wanting to look for based on the region of the country you're in, based on the type of land that is generally around you, once you have a general idea of the size of tract based on the amount of money you have to invest or the ability to comfortably borrow, then take it a step further and take that information and start talking to a pro. Talk to somebody in your area that is in this business that you can kind of hitch your wagon to, so to speak, and start developing a relationship. Start looking at some of their properties. Tell them your goals. Be honest, straightforward. Don't come off as a big shot. Don't try to fool them into thinking you're something more than you're not on the investor level. They're going to see right through you pretty quickly. We all do. It's not our first day if we're in this business. Find somebody that's got a good reputation in the land business, a good land agent with a good reputable company. Tell them what you want to do. Be honest about your goals and your position. Start where you are. Bloom where you're planted. Let that person then guide you to a few tracks, tell you to go look at this one or that one. just start tearing some deals apart. Tearing a deal apart is my way of saying, it's what I've always said, of just looking at it from top to bottom, north, south, east, or west, getting the good, bad, and the ugly, getting all the information on a track, and just start learning it and understanding it. Go tear some deals apart and see what starts making sense to you. I can't give you a 1, 2, 3, step-by-step, check the box to know this is a good deal for you. Once you start tearing a track apart, once you've got a general idea of where your price point is, you start talking to some land people, you start doing some research on your own about what's for sale and what things are selling for and what people are asking in your area, the picture will start coming together for you to some degree, better than any checkbox somebody can give you. So get with somebody and let them know what you want to do. Let them start guiding you to some properties, and you start looking and seeing, and let that picture start coming together. That's the best way to start. Getting into surveys and legal descriptions and access and how to resell it and how to fix it up and improve all those other things, that's way down the line, and those things come. You got to start here. You know, you got to start at this place to find out what you need to do to get to those next steps, and we'll talk about a number of those. So take this as a little bit of homework. Go to those sites that I mentioned. Go to some reputable land companies in your state, your region, that cover the area that you want to be focused in. Tear some deals apart yourself with the help of a land agent somewhere. And again, I stress, use a land agent. Please get a land agent who understands this type of business, who understands the kind of property you're interested in, and let them kind of guide you and help you. Tear some deals apart and just see where this leads. And we'll talk about some more things in some other videos, some little steps and strategies and ideas and tips that can help you make a good decision and make the most out of deals that you find. Have a good day.